The Czech Republic is preparing to mark the 60th birthday of the launch of Radio Free Europe broadcast in Czech across the Iron Curtain to Czechoslovakia. The broadcasts were a key factor in telling people under communism not only what was really happening in their own country, but also keeping them up to date about events in the West. Chris Johnstone reports.
In May 1951, the broadcasts in Czech targeted communist Czechoslovakia from exiles in Germany began to be transmitted from the then West Germany. Joseph Stalin was in charge of the Soviet Union, and his faithful follower, Clement Gottwald, had a firm grip on Czechoslovakia after taking control there 3 years earlier. The Cold War still threatened to blow up into a conflagration. In Czechoslovakia, like most other communist regimes, censorship was already in operation. Opponents were forced underground or to flee for their lives. One of those opponents was the first director of the Czech division of RFE, Ferdinand Peroutka. He was joined by other exiled journalists, for example, Pavel Tigrid. The broadcasts, as well as some stranger propaganda exercises, such as leaflet-laden balloons sent across the border, clearly had some effect. The communist regime tried to jam broadcasts, outlawed listening to them, tried to infiltrate the Munich, Germany-based service, and secret police even launched a successful terrorist attack against the headquarters. On Tuesday, the main force behind this year's commemorations, Czech Radio, outlined a series of special programmes, exhibitions, conferences and events lined up over the next months. These have been organised in cooperation with the Prague-based Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Charles University, the Czech Senate and the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. Executive editor of RFE RL, John O'Sullivan, said the Czech broadcasts had a real impact on their target audience.
Poland, Romania and the Czech Republic were probably the three most important services because there was a real audience here. We had extremely good journalists operating out of Munich who were Czechs, who were broadcasting to the Czech people. They helped to keep alive dissidents like Charter 77 and so on.
Historian Prokop Tomek, who has contributed to a book to be published about Radio Free Europe, says that in spite of moves by the regime to jam broadcasts, they did often get through and had a real impact which was sometimes crucial.
In key moments like the 1968, 69 and 1989, the Radio Free Europe, broadcasting of Radio Free Europe had a big impact on development. In 1989, reporting about petition, several sentences, and about the progress in independent movement in Czechoslovakia. I think it was really, really important.
Today's bosses of Czech radio stress the links between the two stations and the fact that the fight for freedom of speech is still going on, albeit in different countries. John O'Sullivan commented on the parallels.
We have people from Iran broadcasting to Iran. We have Russians broadcasting to Russia. We have Central Asians broadcasting to Central Asia. The authoritarian regimes are slightly less coherent than the Soviet bloc was. They're often personalistic, and they have dictators who are somewhat odd characters. But having said that, the KGB is still often running the show in these societies.
And that was John O'Sullivan, the executive editor of Radio Free Europe.